Israeli vandals have once again targeted a church in Jerusalem al-Quds, this time one where Pope Francis celebrated Mass on Monday. Israeli police say a man entered the Dormition Abbey and set a prayer book on fire before fleeing the scene. A wooden bench and small crosses nearby also caught fire. There has been a recent spate of hate crimes, mainly in the form of vandalism and graffiti, targeting churches and mosques in the occupied Palestinian territories. Ahead of the Pope's visit, Israeli vandals spray-painted the outside walls of a church in Beersheba's Old City with anti-Christian graffiti on Friday. Let's speak to Mark Dankoff. He's a Lutheran pastor and he joins us from San Antonio via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, Mr. Dankoff, if you have my voice there, what do you make of this recent spate of anti-Christian and anti-Muslim attacks that we're seeing in occupied territories?
Well, I think it's just more of the same. The fact of the matter is the news media in the United States and Western Europe is covering this more simply because the Pope happens to be there. But this is nothing new in regard to attacks on both Islamic people and Christian people of faith in Israel and in Jerusalem. The fact of the matter is people need to understand, and I would urge the Pope to understand, that the Zionist state of Israel was founded on a doctrine of racial supremacy. A racial supremacy and religious supremacy emanating from the Babylonian Talmud that has given the Zionist state a criminal foundation from its very beginnings. And when we look at these so-called extremists who have carried out these hate crimes, the fact of the matter is that while, yes, they are extremists, they're doing things that are completely in line with the entire Zionist ideology, and I have every confidence that these people have the secret backing of Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud government of Israel, which continues to illegally settle in areas that international law says are not Israeli lands to settle. And the Pope is basically, I think, making a mistake by traveling to Israel and giving legitimacy to the Netanyahu policies, which are going to continue as long as people like the Pope and as long as people like Barack Obama and his counterparts in the Republican Party in the United States continue to aid and abet Netanyahu and aid and abet people like Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and the head of the World Jewish Congress and so forth, people that the Pope courted assiduously when he first rose to power in the Vatican.
So, Mr. Dankoff, what would you say to those that say that actually these acts of vandalism are done by a select few extremists and that the Israeli regime is overall very tolerant of religious pluralism?
Well, the fact of the matter is that you can go to jail in Israel for proselytizing a Jew with the Christian gospel. That's a matter of record. The fact of the matter is that when you look at Israeli media, and I would urge people to go to places like Google and YouTube to see all of these videos that prove my point. The Israeli media and all of their talk shows and all of their comedy shows and sitcoms and so forth routinely runs and allows to be run material which attacks Jesus Christ, which attacks the Virgin Mary, which attacks the substitutionary atonement of Christ at Calvary 2,000 years ago, in a fashion that is very similar to the mock-out of the Islamic faith that is routinely supported by all kinds of elements in Israel who do so while trying to maintain some degree of plausible deniability from these policies and from these attitudes. The fact of the matter is that Israel is not a tolerant society at all. It is rooted, again, in a Babylonian Talmudic racial supremacism. And when we go back to its foundations in the late 1940s, all we have to do is to go back to what it was that the founder of Zionism, modern Zionism, Theodor Herzl, wrote in his book Der Judenstaat, which clearly is based in a religious and a racial supremacy that can justify and will justify the minds of its adherents anything that they want to do. So I think the Pope is barking up the wrong tree when he thinks that by visiting Israel, there's going to be any change in what they're doing in these occupied territories, what they're doing in Gaza, what they're doing in Gaza, what they're doing in Syria, what they're doing in Ukraine, and not the least of which is a buildup in terms of the Syrian situation to an overt, illegitimate, preemptive military attack on Iran.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Mark Dankoff, Lutheran pastor, joining us from San Antonio via Skype. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.